One of the future leaders in our community, this is Graham Beer. Graham, thanks for everything you do. So from your perspective, what sort of challenges do you see youth facing today?
I think especially after the pandemic, we're all looking for socialization, ways that we can come back together. And I think youth, particularly right now, are having a challenging time. I'm just graduating university. And throughout the last few years, I've been a student leader in residence on a student group with my program. And I think it was really challenging to unite students for common causes, events, spirit occasions. And I think right now, there are still barriers that youth are facing, if that is, you know, safety to come together, but also kind of the motivation. The things that we most look forward to aren't the same that, you know, we had before the pandemic. So I think I think we can overcome this. But right now, I still think, you know, if youth want to take on an initiative or be part of a sports program or be part of an arts activity, there are still barriers. And I think as a community, we need to look at those barriers and address them.
So Graham, who were the biggest influences that helped you get where you are today?
I think influences can come in different ways. Maybe a few years ago, I maybe come up with a short list of influences, but I've been doing Coburg Media for nearly 10 years. And a lot of incredible people have come along the way to help me tell stories, produce a lot of incredible projects that have made an impact. And I think it is the people along your journey that are there that share the same values, that share the same vision with you, that are there who want to make a difference. And those people are my influences. There are a lot of people in our community who I gain a lot of influence from, if that's in the media or if that's my friends who are just willing to say, hey, you know, I'll help you, Graham. And it's also my family. It really is when you want to put together an initiative, a project, a team, you need those teammates and you need the people there to support you.
And what advice do you have for those wanting to follow in your footsteps?
I think you need to believe in yourself, but also in the possibilities. I started Coburg Media by telling local stories, and I would go out in the community with my microphone and I'd interview people about what was happening. And what sparked there was actually an interest in making an impact. And I was telling stories and I was asking people about, you know, what was happening at events, at initiatives. And through that, I realized that this could be a really interesting business model where I not only tell stories, but then help people with their own projects. I think you always have to see the possibilities in front of you, embrace them, embrace others. And then while you're on this exciting journey, taking risks, I think there's always excitement when you can not only, you know, make an impact, but celebrate the people around you.
And where do you see yourself in the next 5 years or so?
People ask me this all the time. Where am I going to be in the next 5-10 years? I think, when you're looking in the camera lens, you're looking at capturing a moment. And I think when we look far in the distance, far in the future, we sometimes lose that moment. And I hope that I continue looking in these moments and that will create, hopefully, an exciting future, not for myself, but for other people around me as well.